Good morning, Fairbanks. We are on Problem Corner. I am your guest host, Jennifer Uhas, and we are visiting today with two representatives from the Chena Tool Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll let you introduce yourselves with your appropriate title.
All right. I'm Melissa Head. I'm the president of the Chena Tool Library currently, and I've been with the Tool Library since it started in 2018.
Fantastic.
And I'm Pete Penny, Executive Director for the North Star Community Foundation, and we are a fiscal sponsor for the Chena Tool Library.
And I just found that out as we came into the studio today. I didn't know much about Chena Tool Library, and I wanted to have you on so that I could satisfy my own curiosity. And I thought, why not do that on the air? Because I know that other people are curious. As we're preparing for doing our winter chores at the end of the summer here, I've had several friends say, boy, I really needed to do this, but gosh, tools are really expensive. And I found myself saying, well, do you know about the Chena Tool Library? No, gosh, what is that? And one of them needed just a sand for a simple project. Somebody else obviously needed a rotary saw for doing some things for their deck. And so we never know, just like a regular book library, you never know what the availability will be and what's checked out and when. But can you tell us how did this come about? I was excited when it came about, but how?
Yeah, so really it was kind of the brainchild of one of our founders, Melissa Kellner, and she ran into a tool library somewhere, I believe in Seattle, and kind of enjoyed the idea and thought, wow, this is like a perfect thing for the Fairbanks community. We're a lot of self-starters. We're people that want to do things independently, but we don't always have the support to do those things, or we don't have the tools to do those things. And a tool library is what fills that gap. So we're just like a library for books, but we're for tools, and we have... We have an inventory that's available online that you can look at.
And what is the website? Where would we go?
So our website is just chenatoollibrary.org. And then all of the links to like our inventory and donating and membership and everything is located there. We worked with a number of other tool libraries across the country, just trying to like understand how they work, because tool libraries in general, they have a lot of different models throughout the United States, but you can find them pretty much in every state and across the world.
I had no idea. I thought this was your own idea.
Yeah, nope. No, we can't take full credit for it, but we're trying to make it work, for our community. So every tool library has, a different community that they're working with, people that need to do different things. So they all kind of take these different paths and looks about them.
And you started over in the Chena Marina neighborhood, which is where I live, and I would see these little pop-ups and see some things on social media that it was available, and I'd see people coming in and out of one of the hangars over there. So you said that you're the president, which alludes to the fact that there would be a board. So someone found out about this, and you researched different models, and then you discussed with local peers which model and which parts of models might work best for Fairbanks?
Yeah, and how we could form an organization with, we were a bunch of, most of us were friends, and we were trying to understand how nonprofits work in this, in our community. And so we had some other individuals for some other nonprofits like Green Star and a few others. And then that's how Pete got involved. Because we were looking for a way to start our organization, but we also didn't have all of the resources. And Pete and the North Star Community Foundation really filled in that gap. So we became a member project of the North Star Community Foundation. So they're our fiscal sponsor.
And so that was for standing up, and then you continue to be a fiscal sponsor? So
yeah, the foundation has about 15 member projects. Includes things like Santa's Helpers, the Fairbanks Housing and Homeless Coalition, so a wide variety of places. And mostly it's groups who have a strong passion for getting things done, but they don't have the capacity to be their own nonprofit, or they're just, it's an incubation where they're going to be their own nonprofit. We'll help them get along that path wherever they want to end up.
Sure.
Or if they never want to deal with the IRS, I'll do that for them. And so we just...
You'll be flooded now that you've been on the air saying that.
And the intent is that, and there's two community foundations in town. One's the Golden Heart Community Foundation.
Right, right.
And they are a donor advised fund out of ACF, Alaska Community Foundation. And they have a cycle of giving small amounts of grants based off, they're kind of like the permanent fund for Fairbanks, right?
Sure, okay.
And then we are a different model. We do the member project model so that each of their networks goes out and does their outreach on their own, and we just organize it together, right? So there's just a lot of synergy that we can create.
So you were already here and have a model of taking on projects, and then this was pitched. You found out about it and said, boy, there is a need in our community that would be a benefit to Fairbanks, and then you decided to partner.
Yeah, and that they originally started off, they wanted something for West Fairbanks, and there was a need there. It was so popular that they are now universally needed, and people are coming to them. So they've been growing consistently in a really planned, methodical way that the North Star Community Foundation is just benefiting from their success.
Well, I was in love with hearing that this even existed when it first stood up in 2018, because my lifestyle has been, I'm a fairly handy person myself, but I've had kind of this nomadic lifestyle. I've worked on some campaigns, and I've worked for the legislature, and then I've been back in a different community. And so there was a time I had a storage unit in Fairbanks, a storage unit in Anchorage, and someone's garage in Juneau, because I was moving around. I moved 14 times in a 5-year period. For a couple of years. And then I was living out in Goldstream, and, you know, Goldstream's fairly, you know, it's its own type of community, but we would, you know, oh, so-and-so has a saw, so-and-so has a drill, you know, and we'd hear about someone trying to do one of our cabin projects. And undoubtedly, you know, I'd find myself somewhere and I'd wanted to do something. And I'm in Anchorage, but my sewing machine is in Fairbanks, darn it. Or I'm in Fairbanks, and I know that my drill that, you know, I have three of them, and they're, you know, two of them are in other storage units. And so you'd have to hook up with somebody and borrow. But then I also have purchased things over the years, and it's twofold. I've either purchased not the tool that I really wanted. I didn't purchase the better drill. I purchased the one I could afford for now, because this is what I needed right now to do my project immediately. And I forewent what would have made the whole project so much easier, but, you know, it priced me out. You know, that extra 30 or 60 bucks for the Makita, you know, I ended up with the one that had a cord that was cheap enough at Fred Meyer's and available now. The ability to have checked out, borrowed, or rented what I needed would have been a lifesaver.
Yeah, it's funny, you touched on a lot of things that we see. So we get donations from folks that have probably bought multiple tools of the same thing.
Yes.
Because they can't find the original one. And so they go out, they have a project they have to do, they go buy this other tool, and then lo and behold, there it was, like in the corner of their garage. And they come to us and they say, you know, I have two of these, I don't need two, here's one. And, you know, we like to be your, you know, tool storage unit, essentially. So we have a wide variety of tools, and we really try to, take the tool definition to, like, its broadest extent. So we have, you know, all the normal, like, carpentry and automotive and plumbing tools that, you know, stuff that you'd expect to see at a hardware store. But then we also have kitchen tools and food preservation and gardening. And
I've seen that you have some of the meat slicers and the grinders,
yep.
And I'm sure that those have a season where everyone wants them.
Yeah, the meat grinder, the
Seal-a-meal.
Food saver, the chicken plucker. We have a number of tools that get heavy use in a very short amount of time.
But then there, I'm sure there's people in our community who've, you mentioned the chicken plucker. You know, I have a few friends who raised chickens for a while and then they decided they're not going to do it anymore. The kids graduated and they're traveling more and they're not going to raise the chickens. Well, if you have something like that that's in great condition, that's useful, that you know someone else could use and you're not motivated to sell it on Facebook Marketplace, this is where we could make a donation to the tool library.
Yeah. And that's how we actually got our chicken plucker. We had it was built by a friend of ours, and he and other families would all do chickens, and they'd pass this one chicken plucker around to all the different families. And then finally he was like, oh, well, the tool library should just have it.
And then whoever needs it can go get it. And we can still go get our own tools that have been donated, because then we can be a member and we can check that out. It is 1:15, and so we need to go into a commercial break. But then let's talk some more about that when we come back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The Valdez Fishing Report is brought to you by your local Fairbanks Jiffy Lube. Heading out for some weekend fishing? Make sure your vehicle's ready for the adventure. Stop by either the College or Pegger Road location and let the Jiffy Lube certified technicians get your vehicle in road trip ready shape. Jiffy Lube can help with Pennzoil oil changes, transmission services, air filters, wiper blades, and more. Stop by when it's convenient for you. No appointment necessary. Jiffy Lube proudly pours Pennzoil motor oil. Not just oil, Pennzoil.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Lori Prox here with Jessica Blaine of Fort Greely, Alaska. You reeled in a really nice 10.88-pound fish, and it sounds like they were biting at all the depths. So give us the lowdown. I know you caught your 10.88, you said, jigging as it was coming to the top, right?
Correct. They group of them came in. You could see them swimming way down below. I mean, as the first one came to hit it, I don't know where they came from, but we saw two or three kind of circling and swimming at the shiny lures about 25 feet and caught that one. But certainly I caught, and several of us caught them much deeper. I'm certainly no expert. This is actually the first time I've ever caught a silver salmon.
Nice. So any colors working well? You know, you said it was something shiny.
All silver was doing well. We switched when the lure broke on me. My friend gave me one with a little bit of a pink shiny top, and they stopped hitting it. So I think they like the all silver ones.
All silver, all right. And then all different depths, right? So if you were to go silver fishing again, would you troll or jig?
I thought fishing was excellent because we also were targeting halibut, and so it kind of gave us a nice mix. We limited out on nice size, smaller halibut, but being able to pull in as a boat several silvers was really nice.
Go fishing, Valdez. Easy Freeze is open 5:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. They can book your fishing charter and blast freeze and vacuum pack your fish. Going out on a private boat? Come get your bait and ice. Easy Freeze can process your catch, too. They've got a variety of seafood for sale at their shop on Chittenden Drive. And if you have special requests for pickups or drop-offs, they'll do their best to accommodate. Easy Freeze.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR Weather.
Chance for scattered showers this afternoon. Otherwise, overcast skies. High of 63, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight. Slight chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 50. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 62. Overcast skies. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
And we're back on the air with Problem Corner, and our guests are talking about the Chena Tool Library. We left off with the chicken plucker. And so you originally, we were talking about how to donate, and then we're going to talk about what you have and how to become a member. But that is so funny that I saw this as one pathway to donate, and you said that's exactly how you got your chicken plucker. Someone had used it for years, and they were getting out of doing that. I've bought tools that I've done for one project, and I've thought, I'm not going to do this again. I don't have a need for this. Someone could be using it, and then it's in such good condition that you kind of feel like you want to give it a home, and now we can give it to Chena Tool Library.
Yeah. You know, years ago, before the Chena Tool Library existed, my husband and I were building our house, and there were so many things that we ended up buying, and we're handy people, so we like having tools around, but there were things that we did not need.
Or you needed it, but only once.
Right, just that once, like a carpet kicker,
uh-huh.
like doing stairs. But I'm never going to use it again. At least I never want to actually use it again. And you know, we thought, man, like once the tool library was kind of turning into a thing, we were like, this would have helped us out so much while we were building our house. Because there's so many things, so many tools that are just one purpose, and they're really needed. They do a great job at what they do, but it's just that one thing.
What do you have a lot of, and what gets checked out the most over there?
So I think our wood splitters get checked out
the
most.
Oh, yeah. We love ours, yes.
Yeah. So right now we just have electric wood splitters, but we started off, we got one, and then we now have four,
okay.
I believe, and they're almost checked out all the time during the summer.
So
now.
There's still time. If you didn't get your wood split in time to bake it in the sun before winter came, maybe this is going to be next season's wood, but you really should split that now.
Yep, split it now. Get it ready for next year. But yeah, our wood splitters are definitely the most popular. And then during hunting season and salmon fishing, dip netting season, our vacuum sealers,
uh-huh.
and we have a couple of different smokers. We have a small smoker, and then we have another one that's a bit larger that can, I believe, still fit in the back of a Subaru.
Are these electric? Are they wood? You know, are some of them?
Yeah, one's a typical Big Chief, and the other one is very similar, but it's larger, and I think it runs on propane. So yeah, they both work. Great.
We talked at the break about the formation and that there had initially been some concern that maybe you'd be taking business away from small businesses or, AAH, Lowe's, Home Depot, and that's really not the case.
No, it really isn't. You know, we have, right now, we have a smaller space. We went from one small space to a bigger space that is we've also just filled completely. But we have a lot of the tools that you just need to do everyday projects. And we do have some of those specialty tools as well, but in general, everything is going to fit in a car. Like that's what we want. We want to make sure that you can show up, get the tools you need into your Subaru or, your little Corolla or whatever, and go do that work that you need to do and bring them back. So you shouldn't have to have a truck for everything. We do have a few things that might need a truck, but
Nothing against trucks. We're just saying that,
we want to be, available to everybody who has every type of vehicle that, you see around Fairbanks.
When I was living in, this is off topic, but when I was living in Goldstream, most of my neighbors had Subarus and things. And I have a friend who's a fella, but he would make fun of my big truck. Jen's got such a big truck. And, I'm like, no, this is a girl truck. This is, and I've got a Sierra 150 or, 1500, right? And so they all thought this was this big truck. And I have the shorter bed. It's only a 6.5-foot bed, you guys. You pick on me all the time. And now 20 years later, we were parked next to each other at Fred Meyer's. And we were coming out. I was like, oh, hey, how you doing? He's like, now, do you still have that truck? I said, yeah. In fact, I'm parked next to you. And he's like, it seems so small. I was like, Josh, it's all context. You guys were all driving Subarus and you thought my truck was so big. And, now that you're doing expediting and construction type stuff, he's got a 350. So it's like, doesn't my truck look like a lady truck now?
We've along those lines with, tools that can fit and everything. What we've found is that when we don't have something that someone needs, we can direct them to all the different, companies in town that have rentals that might work for them. So it's been a really nice, partnership. And we've had other companies actually send people to us knowing that we have tools that they need to do a job. One of the carpet companies in town has sent people to us saying, hey, we, the carpet company, donated these carpet tools to the tool library. So if you actually want to do this carpet project yourself,
you can do it.
You can do it. Yeah, just go to the tool library and talk to them.
And I've thought also about, some of the tools that I bought that were subpar, but that were affordable in my budget during the time frame that I needed them. then you don't level up, or you kind of wonder, you know, should I have spent $1,500 on something, and how much would I use it? Is it really that much better than the $300 item that I just, and because sometimes that is the range on, it's like, you know, something that's going to break and you need, you know, it, replace it. And we all know that that's how it works. But if I was able to check it out and use it, then I probably, you'd be driving business to some of these businesses where people say, I am going to use this all the time if I spring for this. I'm getting one now.
Mm-hmm.
My KitchenAid mixer is like that, used someone else's and couldn't live with it. Gear envy, right? Alaskans have that for outdoor stuff all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I think.
What are the genres of, or the categories of tools? Because you mentioned automotive, you mentioned outdoor hunting stuff. What are the, and chicken pluckers, what category, what are the aisles in your library?
Pretty much everything that you can think of. We have, the automotive, carpentry, plumbing, like just general things. Unfortunately, our generator right now is on the fritz, but and we've had a couple stolen from us, unfortunately. But you know, generators and heaters, things like that. And then we also have like home goods. So we have a heavy duty sewing machine. We're soon gonna have a yarn baller.
Oh.
And in our inventory, we just got that because, I mean, if anybody's a knitter out there, a lot of times you get this nice yarn, but then you need to ball it up. And you can do that at, well, for a while we didn't have a shop, so that was unfortunate.
So where are you now?
We are over by the Trooper building off of Pegger.
Oh, good. That'll cut down on people stealing generators.
Right, yeah. We're on a Lillian Street, which is kind of just behind Pegger Automotive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a nice central location. Our landlords are great, but we definitely have a lot of stuff packed into a pretty small space.
I suspect that you'll grow and you'll need more space.
Yeah.
I mean, especially after we broadcast, right?
Right.
So many more people will be interested. You'll be getting calls for donations.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. And we take donations of all kinds. We've had, you know, folks come and say, you know, they just have a bunch of tools and they don't know what to do with them. And we're
right.
like, yep, come on by and, you know, we'll help you out. And things that.
So do you inspect them and decide kind of what's worthy of keeping?
We do. Yeah. Sometimes we get piles of tools just that show up at our door that are not actually worth keeping. So those usually go away, but we'll get other people that have, like there was this one guy who had, he was retiring and he and his wife were basically like moving into an apartment here and then spending most of their time in Portugal. And he's like, I have all of these woodworking tools, but I have no place to put them. And I would like to maybe use them again. And I thought if they were at the tool library, I could do that. And, so, yeah, we've gotten a lot of donations that way as well. People that are downsizing and realize, you know, yeah, I don't need to be holding on to these large.
That's the warm, fuzzy side that I immediately saw when I heard about this concept was because Fairbanks and, you know, I moved up here as an adult and people say, you know, how did you? Oh, that is our break music that I said would not blare in our ears. And I did that properly today. So we will be back after a word from our sponsors with more Problem Corner.
Coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump pushing to lower crime in Washington, D.C., discussing changes since he sent the National Guard there for deployment.
The numbers were horrible. It was a crime-infested rat hole. And they do have a lot of rats. We're getting rid of them, too. And we've made a lot of progress. And it was extremely unsafe, and now it's extremely safe.
Metropolitan Police data showed violent crime is down 27% this year prior to the deployment. The president calling that data into question. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney announcing his country will remove retaliatory tariffs on items covered by the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement.
There's a host of areas for investment in both our economies, a host of areas on the security side that we can build on. And we intend to advance those discussions as rapidly as possible.
The U.S. and Canada trying to negotiate a new trade deal. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Anchorage Daily News reports that officials in Alaska said Wednesday that there are no plans at this point to send members of the state's National Guard to Washington, D.C. President Donald Trump declared a crime emergency in the nation's capital on August 11th, taking control of the city's police force and dispatching members of the National Guard to assist. Since then, six Republican governors have sent guardsmen from their states to assist with the federal effort, according to reporting from NPR. There are no plans to send Alaska National Guard members to Washington, D.C., and the state has not received a request to deploy members, wrote Jeff Turner, a spokesman for Governor Mike Dunleavy, in an email Wednesday. The Alaska National Guard confirmed the same thing. The Alaska National Guard has not received a request to provide personnel or resources in support of operations in Washington, D.C., wrote Dana Rosso, chief of operations for the Guard's Public Affairs Office. The governors of Louisiana, Mississippi, Ohio, South Carolina, Tennessee, and West Virginia have either sent or promised to send guardsmen from their states.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need. But they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. Call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. Findoutfree.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
And we're back on Problem Corner, and we are talking about the Chena Tool Library. And we left off with some of the donations, like the woodworking tools, that, you know, they were spending more time out of state, and that these beautiful woodworking tools were there. He intended to use them, but why should they sit there not being used? And it's such a Fairbanks thing. That's how I think of the Chena Tool Library since I found out about it, that Fairbanksans are generous. We take care of our neighbors. You know, it's cold, so we need to. That's exactly what you could do if you've got some of these things sitting around. And you know, that's what I've thought before, too. I need to give this to someone. Someone should be using this. I'm not going to do this project again. Or you give it to a friend because they either have the space or the need, and you say, but I'd like to borrow that drill again later if I need it. And they say, sure. This is a way to pool those resources. So if all of your friends don't have tools or you have them and want to donate them, you can rent them again. Tell us about how to become a member, and then we'll talk about donations.
Yeah, so membership it's also donation-based. We have a link on our website, so you just go to the page for membership, and there's a form that you fill out. You can have a family membership, so if you and a spouse want to be members, that you can be under one membership. We mainly need members as a liability thing. There's liability waiver that we have to sign because there's, you know, saws and things that can hurt you that we're letting people
borrow.
Hot
things, sharp things.
Yeah, exactly.
pinchy things.
Yeah. But other than that, you sign up and we enter you into our system. And the donation is, you know, whatever you can afford. We suggest a dollar for every $1,000 of income. But really, like right now, $75 a year, so it's an annual membership, is what kind of keeps us afloat. It pays the bills and allows us to also get some new tools in during the year.
Well, and if I was doing a project, many of the tools that I would need for some of the projects that I've done, just one tool would be $75 for the cheap version.
Yep.
So a year's worth of rentals for $75 is nothing to be able to have access to that to complete your project properly.
Yep. Yeah, and I mean, you'd you'd go through that $75 easily if you were just, you know, changing your tires and you wanted the impact driver and, you know, all the tools to do that.
And if you're just doing one little project, it's like Netflix. You can cancel. You don't have to re-up next year. You could just get through the year on an easy $75. That's nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if people wanted to make tool donations, we've talked about that, but the North Star Community Foundation is your funder and your partner, and dividends are coming up in a month and a half, and you are in Pick, Click, Give, and people can earmark things for the Chena Tool Library, but donate through North Star.
When they go through the Pick, Click, Give process, they can donate to North Star Community Foundation. That's
okay.
How that will come to me. But if they want to email me that specifically they want that to go to Chena Tool Library, then I can designate that.
So if you love this project and you want people to be able to borrow tools, but you don't have any tools to give, and maybe you've downsized, and you know, maybe you're listening and you're over at Raven's Landing and you used to do these things and you want to carry that on, then you can just make a financial donation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a link on the Chena Tool Library page that will go directly to the North Star Community Foundation to their project page.
Fantastic.
So if you come to North Star Community Foundation and you if you Google it and you get the old version, and if it says something about PayPal, don't pay attention to that. We're on Stripe now.
Okay.
And, so that there's a support a project button, and you go into that, there's all the projects are there. And so you can see all the different variations that we support. And then they have their own donate button. So some folks may hit the general button and donate. And so we just to know that there's a little bit of a difference. But if you go from their webpage over to ours, it goes directly to their project.
Fantastic. Great to explain that. You know, I've been associated with some nonprofits before, and the Outdoor Heritage Foundation is tied to the Department of Fish and Game. So we would do this raffle, and it was to fund wildlife projects, and people would be confused. They'd get this email and think, I don't know who they are. It's like, no, that's us. You donated to us.
Right. And then we'll get, when they donate through the foundation, they will get an auto-generated message saying, thank you for your donation. The information about if they want to use it for a tax deduction is on there, so they can use that as proof of donation. Most people give just out of passion, right? So they don't really care, but there is an automated mechanism so they can do that. And if they donate tools of pretty hefty value, I'm happy to write an IRS acknowledgement.
There we go.
A donation of tools too, or an in-kind.
Because a lot of us get to a place where we're downsizing, and it isn't even age-related for me. It was moving, and it's like, why do I have all this stuff in a storage unit? Someone should be I've been clinging to it in case I needed it again, and I'm not going to use it. Someone should use it. It's in great condition. I don't have time to try and sell it. I don't even care about recouping. And so a lot of this I've just given away to friends, but I could have given it to the Chena Tool Library.
Yep, that's how we just got a carpet cleaner. Yeah, a steam cleaner.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which is one of those tools that also gets used quite a bit. And so we've had our steam cleaners have been in maintenance quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, how many times are you moving in and out of things? I mean, when I was more nomadic, you know, it's hire a carpet cleaning service, which is really expensive, or rent the machine to do it yourself and get your full deposit back before you move. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, we take donations of tools. You can also donate when you just come in and visit us. We're open 2 days a week right now.
Which 2 days?
Saturdays from 9 to 5 and Wednesdays from 3 to 8.
And that's on your website so that people can find the location, even though you described that it's near the Troopers. So don't steal tools. The Troopers will see you.
Yep. It's on our webpage, and we also have it on our Facebook page as well. So, and I think on our system that we use for doing tool reservations and our inventory is called MyTurn, which is a really neat program. Some guy actually just developed it specifically for tool libraries around the country. And he gives it to different tool libraries to use for free and just ask for a donation at some point. And so we've done that. But the MyTurn program is great. So once you become a member and you're entered into our system, you can actually go online, you can look at our inventory, you can see if a tool is reserved for a time that you want it, you can reserve it yourself and then come pick it up. It's a really handy system, and it allows us to see what tools are actually getting borrowed the most and what users are the most active, and then also allows us to like manage our inventory as well. And so if we have a tool that someone comes in and says, you know, I was using this and, you know, this blade is dull, well, we can take that out of the inventory for a certain amount of time, sharpen it, and then put it back in.
I had questions about that. I was going to ask in one of our segments. Let's do that before our next break. How do you go about the maintenance of things? I mean, part of doing projects is sometimes things break, sometimes things wear out, and it's just part of things, even though there was no malicious intent. So how do you have, is this what the volunteers do? Sharpen blades, change blades, drill bits, things like that, repair things when they break?
Yeah, right now we have one staff person, Chris, who works for us, and he is so handy. He's wonderful. Like, I don't know what we'd do without Chris. He's great. And he's mechanically inclined. He loves fixing things. And so that's what he does. He tinkers on things and just does like all the maintenance on the tools that we need. Other times, like if he's kind of bogged down because there's so many things that need to be fixed, like other board members will help out. But also that is a great opportunity if anybody wants to volunteer. Like, I know there's lots of people in this community that know how to fix tools, and we can always use that. Sometimes there's...
That's the three giving, right? Time, talent, or treasure. And so if you have that talent, they could utilize you.
Yep, exactly. Like small engine repair, we definitely have some... Well, like our generator, which is having some issues right now.
So I just thought of this right now, but have you thought about getting a hold of the Joint Pipeline Training Center or the Laborers Local 942? Because maybe they would like to utilize your equipment for training the apprentices. And then there could be a partnership there. I don't know. Maybe Danny's listening and would say, no, Jennifer, don't do that. But, you know, you could at least maybe give them a holler, because a lot of the union programs, you know, you need something to practice on. And small engine is in demand. But unless something's broken, you have to break it on purpose to try and fix it. So why not help you out?
Yeah.
That or Hutchinson High School.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. And we have done a little bit of that in the past. I think just right now we've since Chris is there and he's so good, we've been relying on him quite a bit, but I know his plate gets very full. So those are great ideas.
So we're coming up on a break time, so I am going to press the button for our sponsors and we will be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
We may not like to think about it, but it's back to school time and you need to be ready. New clothes and school supplies, but what about their smile? Time to get them over to affordable dental care for a checkup and a good cleaning just in time for the new school year. And remember, this is affordable dental care, meaning not only top-notch quality and service, but you'll have money left over for that new backpack, jacket, or whatever the must-have new school year item is. And it all starts with a visit to affordable dental care just off 14th Avenue.
Endless opportunities are waiting for you with part-time service in the Alaska Army National Guard. You have the chance to be a guardian of this amazing state and help protect what makes it so special. The Alaska Army National Guard responds quickly to emergencies and helps citizens in need. With so much amazing territory to watch over, first responders depend on the Alaska Army National Guard helicopters and air crews for critical search and rescue missions, fighting wildfires, as well as transport to hard-to-reach areas. Soldiers also help local communities recover from the damage caused by storms and floods. Your service will also provide education benefits. The Alaska Army National Guard has several assistance programs to help pay tuition costs and other educational expenses so you can get the education needed to reach your career goals. And you can go to school full-time while serving part-time. Learn how you can help guard the last frontier at nationalguard.com/AK. Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard. Aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Daytime highs approaching 63 today under overcast skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 50. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
And we're back on Problem Corner talking with the Chena Tool Library and the North Star Community Foundation. Thank you guys both for being here. You know, we were talking about volunteer opportunities and that you have wonderful Chris who does maintenance your tools, but there's more of a need for volunteers as well. And maybe you aren't someone who, I don't know how to fix any of the things I might have broken, but I'm glad some, you know, this is part of the reason I'm renting a tool is because, you know, I just don't have, you know, the same level of experience and expertise there. But you also need some people just for customer service. If you've got some time on your hands and you're thinking, boy, you know, I've been looking for some place to volunteer where I could be useful, because this has grown and, you know, we only have, it's open so many hours, you still need to restock and do some dusting and cleaning and talk to some people and help them check things in, check things out. How could we volunteer? What do you need for volunteers?
Yeah, having volunteers in the tool library would be fantastic. It's been a very busy season, and when people are coming in and need to borrow a tool, maybe they have a question about the right tool that they should get, that takes a lot of time from Chris to actually do that back and forth. And so having someone else there that can, you know, help another customer that comes in at the exact same time, or just kind of organizing tools in the tool library.
And you're only open 2 days a week. This is not an onerous, you're going to be volunteered to death. You will.
Yeah. So those kind of opportunities are definitely there, and we'd help, you know, train anybody that wants to help out. And if you're interested in just like seeing that dynamic environment and how we actually deal with customers, it's actually quite enlightening, and it's so nice. There's been a couple of times I've been in there and we've had people come in and just they have a question about a project and they don't know what to do. And it's nice to sit there and brainstorm with someone and think, okay, well, we have this tool and they might work. This one might be better for, you know, in this situation.
And they can also go to the places that we were talking about not taking business away from, right? Go take a class at Home Depot or Lowe's or AIH on the thing that you want to do. And then going there, you'll say, okay, I need these things. I wonder if the tool library has them.
Yep.
And then you minimize how much you'd have to buy because you could rent three of the four items you need.
Right.
And then you'd only have to buy one.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, at the same time, too, like if you're getting replaceable pieces, like, you know, the sandpaper and things
right.
like that. Like, we have some of that because it gets donated, but we might not have exactly what you need. So you're probably still going to have to go to a hardware store and
yeah, it's not a materials library. It's
right.
a tool library.
Yeah.
You don't rent the wood to build your deck.
Right.
You rent the saw and the nail gun.
right. So there's those opportunities in the tool library. We also participate in a lot of events over the year.
Mm-hmm.
Our kind of flagship event is the tool swap, which happens every spring.
Yes.
So, you know, spring cleaning is happening. You've got some tools that you're finding as you're going through your garage. Like, that's the time that you can sell them at the tool swap.
Oh, great.
And just like any other, you know, ski swap or whatever in town, we take
20%. We've cruised through there and been like, anything we need?
Yeah, exactly. The tool swap is always a great time. It's a big deal for us. And it was the original tool swap was how we actually started our inventory. So anything that gets donated at the tool swap at the end of the day or is left there, we go through that and decide whether it should be in the inventory or not.
But that is a great event. And having, you know, been dealing with or volunteering for nonprofits, you know, since, you know, my teens, events take work. Magic elves don't come and set everything up and then take everything down. Real humans do.
Yep.
Over at Sanders Helpers, we have a couple of
magic
elves. But here, I love the phrases, time, talent, and treasure. If you have time and talent, they could use it at the genital library, because you're right. There's lots of things to fill in that capacity.
And maybe your talent isn't fixing broken things. Mine is not. Maybe your talent is customer service. Maybe you recently retired and you kind of want to be active in the community. Maybe your friends moved away and you know you're just looking to make some new connections. And maybe your talent is customer service and smiling and helping people. You could use all of those talents.
Exactly. Yep. And we can also use those talents at other events that we go to as well. We're going to be at the outdoor show this year.
So you'll need people to, and I'm breaking in because if you're listening and you're thinking, but I don't know what I could do for that. Well, do you have 2 hours where you could work the booth so someone doesn't have to work it for 8 hours?
Exactly.
You'd probably get a free pass to walk around and look at things yourself.
You do.
Yeah.
We need to have you come work for.
Yeah, you want to come?
I'm volunteering on the radio.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, so you have a wish list of your tools up on the website that people can check. So if you're thinking, I wonder if they need any of these, you can still call the Chena Tool Library and talk to somebody. I didn't see this on your wish list, but would you appreciate it? Now, limited on space, you're not going to probably take you don't need scaffolding right now because you don't have anywhere to put it. Or do you?
Depends on how much, but we might be able to find a spot.
See? So
we can usually find space if we really, really need to. And, you know, we generally don't turn down donations because we know that people are working hard to, like, try to find a home for things. And if we can't be that home, we basically take all those tools and we save them for the tool swap and we sell them. And so if we can sell them at the tool swap, that also helps fund our operation.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, Alaskans, you know, we need our garages in the wintertime. I haven't had one since I've lived in Fairbanks, even though it gets cold. But, you know, if you're looking at making space in the garage because winter's coming and you're thinking, what am I going to do with this? Sometimes people put things outside. Don't let it rust. Give it to the Chena Tool Library where it can be housed and maintained and someone can use it. And you can rent it back. If you're looking at that item in your garage, whatever it is, half a scaffolding. You know, think about making a donation to the tool library. What are the dates of the outdoor event? It's in the Carlson Center. So there's that one. And then when is the swap is in the springtime?
October. Yeah. Our tool swap is always in May. It's usually somewhere around Mother's Day. And
but you don't have to hold on to things until May.
Correct.
We'll remind you again. We'll do this again maybe in April to remind you that the
that
swap is
fantastic.
Coming. But we're getting ready for winter. So get some stuff out of your yard. Don't let it rust. Let it, you know, don't let it get to that point where now you just have to take it to the transfer site. If it's usable and it's in good condition, let's fix it up and let someone locally use that.
Yeah. There are plenty of people in the community that can use any tool that is, you know, someone's going to donate. Almost everything gets used somehow, and it all benefits what we do. So anything that you can contribute is welcome for us.
And if you don't have a lot of free time and you don't have these particular talents, maybe you're not even a people person, don't really want to go to one of these events and you know that you don't know how to fix things, but you're sitting at home thinking this is such a good cause and you have treasure, that is welcome. And planned giving. I'm always pressing planned giving for, you know, we just had Jimmy Kelly on here earlier this week talking about end of life and making plans for how you're going to pay for medical, what types of insurance, you know, how to make sure that things get attributed properly in your will. You know, there are so many local nonprofits that have a debt of gratitude to Bill Stroker. There's a few that were ready to fold and just not exist anymore. And that infusion from Bill Stroker because he had planned his giving. So time, talent, or treasure are all welcome at the Chena Tool Library and the North Star Community Foundation.
Absolutely.
We only have a couple of minutes before we're going to be interrupted by the music again, and we will be done with our segment. I told you it would go fast. What else do you want our listeners to do? Do you need to replug something that we talked about as a reminder or something I forgot to ask you?
I guess, you know, mainly where to find us. We are on Facebook, and we have a website, chenatoollibrary.org.
It's .org, not .com. ChenaTool Library.org.
And if you're just interested in learning more, you want to talk to someone, we have a phone number. It's 455-TOOL. So easy to remember. And we're happy to help. Just even if you just have questions, you want to know how to get involved, we're happy to help. And if you're interested in sending us an email, our email address is chinatoollibrary@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Chinatoollibrary, all one word.
Yep.
@gmail.com.
And if you also want to make a monetary donation, you can come to the North Star Community Foundation, click on Support a Project, and go to their you should invite everybody to come look at it, because there's a whole bunch of things they could look at.
You might find more projects.
More right, projects. Plus, exactly. Your friends may find the Chinatool Library project and then go gravitate towards it. It has a description, and it's very easy to use.
Well, I just love what you're doing for our community, and it's such a Fairbanksan thing, even though I thought you originated it. But thank you for plucking the model and bringing it up here to find one that fits with Fairbanks. And thank you for making the time to come on today.
Yeah, you're welcome. This is, it's something that we're really passionate about, and we really hope that we're doing what the community needs.
I think so.
Nice. Thanks.
So what we'll wrap up with, what projects do you have planned for this coming weekend? Because it's a Friday.
Oh, I've got a pile of wood that needs to be stacked out in front of my house. Right.
Okay.
Now.
What about you, Pete?
I'm helping Friends of Fox Spring get organized to get their space more. The cash boxes are coming down this winter.
Okay.
So that they're going to be moving online donations for them.
Yes.
So putting a little effort into that. And the restoration efforts for the SS Nanana.
Oh.
That's one of our groups.
And I'll mention that we will be at the Current Festival tomorrow.
Oh, the current as in berries.
Yes.
But it's current because it's happening tomorrow.
Right. It is current. Current.
So Chinatool Library will be at the Current Festival.
Yeah.
If you heard us talking today and you like in-person dialogue better than going online or using a telephone that may or may not get picked up depending on staffing, you can find Chinatool Library at the Current Festival, and you can talk to a human there. And you can also go online to find either Chinatool Library or the North Star Community Foundation and pick a project.
Yeah.
Everyone have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, you too.